Today is Sunday, May 31st. We're at the Mid-Continent Family Reunion. My name is Andy Paluzian, and I am interviewing Mike Burke about his time on our board.
Well, I served with three other people from Platte County who I knew and greatly admired. Warren Plum, who is a business and civic leader. Elvery Fickle, who has a library named after her in Edgerton. And then Russ Jones, who had been the superintendent of Park Hill School District. So, and I was young. I was young then. Can't tell you how young, but I was young.
7 years old.
That's right. And so it was, and actually had been a heavy user of the library, so I've had a great admiration for the system, but really didn't know the history back then. And back then, Jim Leathers was still the director of the libraries, and he was a character. He was very interesting. He spent years and years in Jefferson City, negotiating the merger of the systems.
ESR first consolidated.
That's right, and he enjoyed Jefferson City. Sometimes he was in Jefferson City when we were having board meetings, and we got a little tense. But we also had John Ferguson, who was a very settling factor. He knew the system. He ran the system very well. They complemented each other, so it was a very well run system then.
What do you think? Are we still well run now?
Yes. The big difference was back in the 70s, and this was before the 1980 census. It was a little difficult knowing where the growth was going to take place.
Right.
And in 1980, all of our library branches were leased facilities.
Right.
So after I got off the board, I then went on the board of Friends of the Library, and we helped put together the funding package so that we could start buying own facilities, and that was a tremendous challenge for the system, but it's turned out very, very well.
Well, and I know you've been to visit us at Whitney.
Yes.
How do you think we progressed kind of giving that development? Do you
What Woodneath is one of a kind, I think, in the country, in terms of reuse, adaptive reuse of historic facilities and building new behind the facade, and of course I'm very supportive of the National Storytelling Network that has landed there, and that's a great collaboration for the library system and a great national organization.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for being part of this. I hope you enjoy your afternoon here today.